Hi, and welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson. I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie who knows the importance of staying grounded in the everyday. As someone who has zigged when everyone else is zagging, it's only now, 4 decades into my life, that I see the true value in following your heart, intuition, and gut instinct. Problem is, most of us are lost on how to truly connect to our soul's desire. And we've been lied to about what it takes to find happiness from within. And it does not mean leaving your husband and moving to a foreign country to make it happen. I believe this Eat, Pray, Love movement that has been prominent these last years has done a real disservice to those of us that don't have the means or the desire to ditch our life in exchange for healing. I'm a passionate student of life, food, breath, and plant medicine, and use my years of experience working in the corporate world to help this magical work make sense to everyone. I'm here to share my story as well as what it took to move on from personal bankruptcy, bulimia, and alcohol addiction, plus how I found true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many health and fertility challenges along the way. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Rebel Soul Health Radio will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools for my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers, all with a no-bullshit approach to personal development, motherhood, spirituality, food freedom, and how to be a truly rebellious soul. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. I am your host, Meg Pearson. I am pumped to have you here for another short episode, episode number 2 of season 3 of the podcast, previously known as the Meg Pearson Podcast. Then it was the Fertile at 40 podcast, and it went back to being the Meg Pearson Podcast. And now it is Rebel Soul Health Radio. So, what is Rebel Soul Health? Anyways, well, I'll tell you, Rebel Soul Health is about being someone on the path to finding optimal health on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level, who is ready, prepared, and desires to color outside the lines of what mainstream media, the medical system, our family, friends might feel is the path. So it's definitely not following the path of least resistance. It is about zigging when everyone else seems to be zagging. It's about being a spiritual seeker who swears, you know? It's about being in the embodiment that being spiritual, having a commitment to connection, to consciousness, to something greater, doesn't mean that you have to wear your Sunday best and go to a place of worship and be anything other than who you are in your heart. Rebel Soul Health is about learning that we can honor our bodies, we can honor God, we can honor spirit, and also like fancy things, right? A lot of the old mentality around spirituality is that you have to give up a lot of our worldly possessions and, you know, the desires that we have in life in order to be in practice. But I don't believe that that is the way. Now, a lot of what I will be spouting off about and riffing about on the podcast here and in all my social medias and all of that is based on a belief system that I have been studying and enveloping myself in over the last decade plus. And so I'm sharing what stems from my heart currently, knowing that as with everything, we have seasons in life and I ebb and flow and where I'm coming from. But for the most part, through my entire adult life, I have had this very strong sense that more important than anything else is that I do things on my terms. When it comes to my path in life, my dharma, my health. So that's what being a rebel soul is all about. It's also become really clear to me now that many of the ideas and the beliefs and the practices that were considered quote unquote normal to my plant medicine drinking pals down in Costa Rica are not exactly routine here in small town Ontario, Canada. And if you have not been following me for any period of time, you might not know that I spent a decade living in Costa Rica from 2013 till 2023 and have just moved back to Ontario, Canada, rural Ontario, Canada in April of this year. And so I've really started to see that what's needed are more conversations about doing things differently. So last week's episode, the introductory episode to Rebel Soul Health Radio, was about straddling spirituality and the corporate world. And so that's, you know, something that I think I have great skills, experience about, because I come from a corporate background. And yes, I left that career, my career in television, working for major television networks, to embody life as a yoga teacher in Costa Rica, in the jungle of Costa Rica. So I wasn't exactly straddling both things at the same time, but there was about almost a 2 year period where I was. I had one foot in the corporate world and one foot in this very underground health and holistic health world. And so I really think that that's a really important conversation that we need to have. We don't need to go on these massive eat, pray, love adventures that have been, you know, that's been a prevalent notion for many years now, that if you want to find yourself, if you want to connect to something greater, you need to go off and spend a ton of money and extricate yourself from your life. But that's not the case. A lot of this work is about doing the little things every single day that add up versus going off and immersing yourself somewhere. Which is a great thing to do when you can do it. But most of us just don't have the time. We don't have the financial means to be able to do that. Rebel Soul Health is not just about being a badass when it comes to how you take care of yourself. It's also about doing and understanding what no mainstream messages are out there telling you. That you are your medicine. I believe that so much of what ails us stems from a lack of self-awareness and connection to our soul and intuition. What I teach and embody is about tuning into you, and that no diet, belief system, morning routine, or career is going to work or make you happy in the long term if it's not something that you feel called to on a deep soul level. So think undieting. Ditching the diet mentality, not just coming back to intuitive eating, but really understanding that nourishing our body temple is something that most of us take for granted, that most of us punish ourselves around, that most of us have completely forgotten the importance of, the power of. Rebel Soul Health is also about activisioning, which is my version of manifesting, where dreaming intermingles with doing big things. And Rebel Soul Health is also about adopting a lifestyle of more being versus doing. So really, it all comes down to living with more presence, because after a decade in deep study with yoga, mindfulness, plant food, and plant medicine, that's what it all boils down to: presence. And in my work, for myself and with my clients, I always take a bottom-up approach over a top-down one. So what does this mean? This means the idea that we need to work with the body's wisdom first, and then we can attack our brain and our mindset. 80% of healing and really understanding what it is what we need to live in an optimum way comes through the body. Our body knows. The body keeps score. That's why there's a book written called The Body Keeps Score, right? We hold so much wisdom and pain and trauma in our body. So we need to address that part of us first. And then once we address our body and our nervous system and everything that is activated and alive and wanting to be heard in our body, then we can start to look at our brain, our mind, our thoughts, the mindset work. 20% is mindset work. 80% is energetics, somatic work. Living a more embodied life, if that's what you're after, if doing things in a way that feels good to you and makes sense to you and in the long term is going to improve your life, improve your ability to have confidence, improve your connection to not only yourself, but to your family, to be able to live day to day without the constant trigger of your past, of your trauma from childhood, if that's what you're seeking, then my dear, you are a rebel soul, because rebel souls are ready to do things differently. Rebel souls are ready to understand that their souls, that our souls, they came here to this planet to live this life and accomplish certain things, learn certain things. And what most of us have done from the minute we were born is we've started to take on the ideas and the plans of other people. So being a rebel soul is all about coming back to your plan, to your map, to your blueprint. So that's what Rebel Soul Health Radio is going to be all about. Now, I wanted to give you guys a quick update because I haven't given one in a very long time on the podcast. So as many of you know, and as I've mentioned already, the end of April 27th, 2023, my family and I moved back to Canada. And here we are. We've been living with my mother over the last, gosh, it'll be 2 months tomorrow from the day of recording. I'm recording this on June 26th, which I think is the day this episode's actually going to go live. Talk about cutting it down to the last minute. So tomorrow's going to be exactly 2 months since we moved back here. And we did buy a house, sight unseen, at the end of last year, about 8 minute drive from my mom. And there had been a roof leak, so we knew we had to replace the roof, and there was a little bit of mold that was present on the wall. And getting here, we discovered that the mold issue was a lot more extensive. And in the investigation of the mold, we also discovered that we had asbestos in the house. So we have spent the last month or so back and forthing about what we wanted to do. Did we want to just patch it? Did we want to just gut the place? And we ended up landing on the decision that we were going to gut the whole house. So we've just gutted the whole house down to the studs. And in that process, we used asbestos and mold remediation company from the Toronto area. We discovered that the ductwork was also wrapped in asbestos. So we had to remove all of that. So next up with the house is we're going to be replacing the ducts, re-insulating, and doing drywall. And then I have to design, and which is the fun part, a brand new bathroom upstairs and kitchen, all from scratch. So our budget has more than quadrupled, which is terrifying. And I'm doing a lot of work to just trust that this is all perfect and all working out the way that it's supposed to. About 5 days after we landed here back in April, I went in and put a deposit down on a brand new car, and we've been waiting patiently for that for over 2 months. And honestly, it could be up to 6 months till we get that particular model. And so I've been hounding the car dealership, and my sales guy actually just let me know that there is a different model of vehicle that is much larger and, to be honest, better for our family in the long run anyways, up for grabs and available in the next few weeks. So hopefully we're going to be snagging that vehicle, which is a 7-seater, which is super exciting, versus what we had. Essentially what we were going to be buying originally was the same size car we had in Costa Rica, which we regretted buying because it was too small for our family. And then we almost went and did it again here in Canada. So I'm glad that this is honestly me realizing that the universe is, everything is working out for us. Because as difficult as this process has been, and let me tell you, the stress over this house has had me on my knees many times. I've really done a lot of work to trust that it's always for our higher good. And I think at the end of the day, when we do finally move into that house, it's going to feel so good because it's going to feel like a brand new home. We're not going to have any worries about asbestos, which we would if we had just left the, you know, because the thing with asbestos, if it's not being disturbed, it's quote unquote safe. But I would have been paranoid had we left it. So moving into the house eventually, it's going to feel so good. It's going to feel like a brand new place. And we're just going to be about that much more comfortable. Because we are investing that much more money, it means we're going to be living in it, in that home, for a lot longer, I think, than we had anticipated. But that feels good because I'll tell you guys, in 11 years living in Costa Rica, I moved 13 times. In 11 years living in downtown Toronto in my 20s, I moved 13 times. I'm ready to put down some fucking roots and stay put for a time. So this home feels like it's going to be a beautiful base for us for, I don't know, maybe 5, maybe even 10 years. So that feels really, really good and exciting. Hopefully we can get rolling with the drywall and stuff in the next week or two. I would love to be able to move into the house before the end of the summer and enjoy our back deck, which, you know, we were so optimistic. I've already got the deck furniture and the big sun umbrella out in the back deck, and we've spent a few afternoons there. We were very optimistic. So that's an update on the house. The car, the kids are doing really, really well. My daughter, who will be 4 in July, had a really difficult transition. For about the first month or so, she was having a lot of meltdowns. And I know it was just her confusion about the move and living with my mother, her Nana, but she seems to have adapted really well. The next big challenge for her is going to be joining school, heading into junior kindergarten in September. So I've just finished registering her for that. Around the same time, we'll probably be moving into our house. So there's going to be a lot more change for her. My son just turned 11 months earlier this past week. So he'll be celebrating his 1-year birthday next month as well. They're both born in July. So we're going to have a family barbecue birthday cake party for them. Super excited about that. My partner and I are doing well. He has been working. He's working at a tattoo shop here by the beach. Super busy. He's there 4 days a week. I'm down to 2 days a week with my clients, coaching clients. I have a lot of one-on-one clients right now. My latest Breath Alchemy Circle just launched. That launched last week. I've got 14 or 15 women in that. And the next one, I have just put an update to my website, the dates and pricing and everything for my September through November Breath Alchemy Circle. I'm going to put a link in the show notes about that. If you're interested in doing something in the fall to transition you into the busy holiday season, this will be the perfect right thing for you. My Breath Alchemy Circle is my signature group program. This is where we gather once a week for live breathwork sessions led by myself, different theme every week. We do a monthly workshop. I just taught one yesterday to my new group. We also have a private community on an app called Slack where we're in circle, right? This program is about being in community with like-minded sisters. It's women only. And this program has been super successful. I ran one from April to June this year. Now I'm running one from June till September. And then the next one will be September to November. So that's exciting. I also have a retreat in the works. It was going to be in December. I'm trying to switch it moving into 2024. I'll keep you updated when that is confirmed with dates and information. And I'm also going to be launching some cool stuff in October around my coaching, as well as a possible membership site. So stay tuned for details about that. All right, my friends, I think that is it for now. A little bit of insight about what Rebel Soul Health Radio is all about. Next week, I haven't decided what the episode's going to be on. It might be about nervous system, your nervous system and breath, which is something that I'm super excited and want to nerd out on with you all about. Or it might be a little bit about my story, because I still get questioned from people about how I made this transition from television to becoming a holistic health coach and speaker, author, etc. So I might do an episode on that. So stay tuned. Share this episode, please. And until next week, have a beautiful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, depending when you're listening to this. Dear sweet rebel soul, badass mofo sister goddess. Yes. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, Rebels.